Emma Wolfe is with us, as is Dave Atherton, to talk about this whole notion of a deep fat fire and where it sits in the house, and do we really need one now? Dave, what do you think? I take it you have one.
Oh, yeah. I don't, because I live quite near a fish and chip shop, so I can pop out and get my deep fried battered fish and chips anytime I want to. But you know, I just think this is just nanny state virtue signalling. By the way, I did look up one of Mary Berry's recipes for cakes. And one of them was a Paul's Pandro. It contains 125 grams of caster sugar, 150 grams of artery-busting butter, and 5 grams of salt. Now, when you bear in mind a can of Coke has got 11 grams of sugar in it, isn't this a little bit hypocritical on the health front?
Emma, what do you think?
Look, I think if we're going to go in for this kind of nostalgia, the silly nostalgia for unhealthy things, then we might as well bring back smoking, we might as well send children down the mines, we could bring back asbestos and powdered milk and Spam fritters and all those things.
Well, I smoke and I like Spam fritters. Also, I like vegan alcohol as well.
I don't have a deep fat fryer, and I think the last time I went to a fish and chip shop, probably Cliff Richard was in the charts, I don't know. Deep fat frying is massively unhealthy. 2/3 of adults and more than 1/3 of children are already overweight or obese. You know, we know the massive billions of pounds a year cost to the NHS, and Mary was making her point, but the fact is deep fat frying is very, very bad for your health. And there's no need for it, actually. It doesn't improve the taste. It makes your house weak. And from a health perspective, it's absolutely catastrophic.
Well, I eat food because I like the taste of it. I don't eat mm-hmm. food because I'm virtual signaling telling the world how clever I am. And by the way, it's one of the great health myths that eating saturated fat is bad for you. Last year, a paper came out from Japan which looked at 58,000 Japanese men over a period of 14 years, and there was no difference in heart disease from mm-hmm. those who ate a high saturated fat diet and those who did. And in fact, the people who actually ate all the deep fried stuff actually had statistically significantly less strokes as well. Mm. So it's one of those urban myths that eating fatty food is bad for you. It's quite wrong.
Obesity's just on the increase just because of what? Just mm-hmm. for fun?
But I think people are getting a... Well, first of all, over the last 10 years, childhood and adult obesity has gone down.
It has increased.
No. The reason the people are getting fat is because they're doing less exercise. When I went to school, it was extremely rare to find somebody who was overweight. They probably had gland trouble, and it was probably genetic rather than because they ate too much. And, you know, so they put down the lack of exercise, the fact that people don't go walking, they get in their cars and use public transport, they don't go cycling as much as they could do, and the fact that the government's closed down a lot of sports halls and, mm-hmm. and sold off school playing fields, that's the major reason for obesity, not our diet.
Emma, isn't it a bit rich for somebody like Mary Berry to talk about healthy food and what we should be doing to try and increase our healthy intake? This is a woman who's made her name from cakes and buns.
Yeah, and
I am shocked at the level of sugar in some of her recipes. I mean, just vast quantities. But Mary Berry has made the point, which is the point that I continually make, about moderation. She says, and she said yesterday, have a small slice of cake. There's nothing wrong. And actually, there's nothing wrong with having chips, you know, chips from the chippy once in a while on the beach when you're on holiday. Even a battered sausage. I mean, I haven't touched meat for about 20 years, but even probably there's a case for a battered sausage, maybe even a deep fried Mars bar.
Well, we'll come back to you in a second. Let's talk to a man who touches meat every day. Nathan, you work in a butcher's. What do you think?
This young lady you have on, she says it doesn't, using a deep fat fryer doesn't do anything for the taste. If you use a deep fat fryer and you put beef dripping in it, you'll have never tasted chips, fish, pasties, roast potatoes. Anything you put in it comes out, and the flavour of it is absolutely beautiful.
So it's how you use your fryer then, Nathan?
Yes.
And what do you say to those people out there who say, look, let's get rid of the fryer, because the fryer is setting a bad example in the household, tempts us to all eat all the wrong food, bad example for children, they grow up and then they have a deep fat fryer, and there's a cycle there.
Distilleries, we're going to do with tobacco factories, we're going to do with everything in moderation, Andy.
Well, we know obesity is a big problem, you see, and this is why she's focusing on this. So a deep fat fryer is okay with a little bit of beef dripping?
Oh, no problem. Well, sure, it was proven this in the last few months, that there's no benefit to vegetable oil as the beef body fat. Mm.
And how often would you...
Vegetable oil is not as good for you as we have been told for years that it is.
And how often would you use your deep fat fryer?
Well, at least once a week. At least once a week.
Well, that's not too bad, Emma, is it?
And I could point you...
I agree with Nathan, and I think we're all saying the same thing about moderation. But can I just make the point that in the old days, a few decades ago, the point about the deep fat fryer, homes were much colder, people did more physical exercise. We needed the calories, and we actually needed the fat. The problem is, and the reason that obesity is increasing, is because people don't move, they don't do exercise, they don't burn it off. They're sitting, they're sedentary, they're playing computer games. Deep fat frying has no place, really. Taking on that much extra calories and fat has no place when people aren't burning it off. They're not needing to do that much work anymore. They're not keeping warm like that.
So it's our lifestyle, Dave, as opposed to what we're eating.
That, yeah. Is it not then more to do with the lifestyle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe could we not challenge more of these computer games that our kids are getting brought up on from their 3 and 4 years of age, mm-hmm. and they get stuck in a rut where they'll not go out?
All I'd ever do when I was a youngster was play football all day long.
Yeah, I'd play in the street.
Summer.
Yeah, that day's
gone, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That day's gone.
I'm still here.
That day's gone, though.
The day has gone, but... There's also something I found yesterday, a quote from Sylvia Lee Weinberg, the former president of the American College of Cardiology, and I quote, "The low-fat, high-carb, carbohydrate diet may overall have played an unintended role in the current epidemics of obesity and type 2 diabetes. We're all being urged to eat different things. Apparently, it's the reason we are overweight." Now, that is from the former president of the American College of Cardiology.
Emma, last word to you.
Well, Dave, it's tedious just to keep on quoting at each other back and forth the different statistics. High fat is better, low fat is better, low carb is better, high sugar is... We know all this. Everybody has a different argument. Everybody has different statistics. The point is, everything in moderation. A little bit of everything is good, and cutting out whole entire food groups is a complete disaster.
OK, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. That's Dave Atherton and Emma Wolfe, 81771. Is the text number if you have a view on deep fat fryers and Mary Berry's advice.